Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Well, as you all know, this is Memorial Day weekend. And because it was Memorial Day weekend, I thought that to come and just sit, to just be silent, was probably the best thing. Somehow on my way here this morning, I got a bee in my bonnet, so I wind up with notes for a talk anyway. During the week, I listen to NPR off and on. Is it Vincent Lopate? Leonard Lopate. I don't even remember the context, but mentioned, it was sort of a reminder that Memorial Day specifically was created to honor those who have lost their lives defending our country at a time of war. I think a lot of times, you know, we think of Memorial Day weekend really as a three-day holiday. I think everybody would know what Memorial Day meant and all that, but I don't really know. I don't really have a sense of how many people spend much time thinking about the actual meaning of Memorial Day. So when Leonard mentioned this off and on since Friday, I guess, it would come in and out of my consciousness, this thought of Memorial Day. And the thing that always comes up for me when I think about war is, I guess it's obvious, but how crazy it is. And I wonder if there's something indigenous to our species that we get involved in this kind of stuff. You know, it just seems so crazy. No matter where in the world you look, there's some sort of a war going on. Africa, Middle East, we're involved in, you know, several different fronts. What's going on with the Russians and in Europe and on and on and on. So I guess the question that I would pose is, why is there war in the first place? And a little earlier we chanted the Gatha of Repentance, which, if I remembered it correctly, is all the evil karma ever created by me of old, on account of my beginningless greed, hatred, and ignorance, born of my conduct, speech, and thought, I repent of it now. Now, related to war, to me, the heart of this chant, this gatha, is the word ignorance. Because I think out of ignorance, the ignorance that's being referred to here, all the other stuff happens. I think that we are greedy and that we hate because we're ignorant. And we convey this ignorance through our conduct, you know, the way we interact, the way we conduct ourselves in the world, the words that we say, and even the thoughts that we have, which on many levels affect who we are. And for me, the word ignorance in the context of this gatha is that for most of the time, we function ignorant of the fact that we're all interconnected, that we're really not separate. And I think that we are also ignorant of who we are internally, who we are psychologically. I know it's certainly true for me that many times I am ignorant. I forget the darker parts of myself. I put them out of the light into the darkness and don't pay attention to themselves. Yet they shape who I am and how I behave, how I conduct myself. So this ignorance, which exists spiritually, I guess I would say, you know, in terms of existence, right? There's no separation in the existence of things. Everything is one. But we function most regularly, most always, from a place of dualism, of self and other. So, in a sense, what I'm talking about is how we have, as human beings, functioned in relationship. And this relationship, this functioning in relationship, happens on a variety of levels. It's the relationship that we have with our family, with our wives, our husbands, our children. It's the relationship that we have with our community, with our country, and with the world, and ultimately with the universe. This is all very subtle. But I think most of the time we conduct these relationships from a place of separation. And then there's also the relationship that we have internally, the relationship that we have with ourselves. And I think much of the time, if my own experience is correct, we function separated from ourselves, from who we really are, and who the different parts of us really are. The result of this ignorance is conflict, because we're constantly interacting in relationship with others on all those different levels. We're constantly interacting with ourselves. And if we confine that interaction to a dualistic understanding of how things work, the way in which we deal with conflict, which we deal with difference that comes up naturally out of being in relationship, is going to be very different than if we deal with it from a place of non-separation. Having a war comes from a place of ignorance. How could it be otherwise? You know, we can justify being involved in a war by saying, well, we're only defending ourselves. You know, so we create all these instruments of destruction to defend ourselves. But we never look beneath war itself. Why is there war? Why are there so many wars? They've been there throughout history, and they exist multiply in the world at this very moment. So I guess I offer a koan for the Memorial Day weekend, which is, why is there war in the first place? Why is it necessary to use war to resolve disagreements? And more close to home is, what responsibility does each one of us have in terms of this being the case? So that's my Memorial Day sermon. Thank you.